watch you where we're going.
Huh? Not me. I'm not.
Uh-oh.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Too hot to handle.
Welcome to Parking Lot House!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
That's been good.
I don't think I, even to this day, never got past level 2 of the Toy Story game.
You know how frustrating that is when you go to Blockbuster as a kid and you get to rent one video game for the weekend and it's The Lion King and you can't get past the second level?
you're going to get to play the whole movie, you're going to get to live it, and no.
Nope.
Just no.
You second just level, you're done. During the weekend, down the drain.
Oh, how horrible. All right. Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
And I'm Corey.
What? Who's Corey? Corey in the house?
Corey in the house. Action figures galore. Pop culture candles.
What?
Oof. Oof.
He's all too much to handle. Too much to handle.
Too much to handle. There's so much testosterone in the chat right now.
Let's just talk about real quick my favorite thing about the whole Power Rangers action figure commercials back in the day was it was too hot to handle.
Is that what they said? Too hot to handle?
That's what they said. And they would come in, they'd be all Power Ranger Megazord, too hot to handle.
That's too funny.
I swear to God, it's going to be the opening sound clip for this episode now. What's going on, Corey? Corey runs one Instagram page called Action Figures Galore.
That was about 2 years ago now. I've been running it based on 80s and 90s action figures mostly, man. That was my passion to start, you know.
Do you have any Beetlejuice figures?
I did. I mean, I would buy huge collections. I would flip them, do all that, and then I built a huge collection myself, but no more Beetlejuice figures. If I do find some, though, like, I know where they're going. Don't worry.
The only one that I have left is the Beetlejuice that came in, like, the purple tuxedo.
Oh, where, yeah.
Like, that was, pop off the head, and it was the shrunken head.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the only one I have somewhere.
So, Corey, you run this page. You used to buy, or I guess you probably still do, buy big lots, and then you work on flipping them. Take what you want for yourself and then flip the rest.
That's how it started. You know, I wanted to buy all the toys my mom sold at garage sales when I had as a kid. And I started finding out what some of the stuff was worth, like a lot of the Ninja Turtles and stuff. And I'm like, all right, well, why can't I do that? So I would, you know, I started with like a little bankroll. I would buy something for $100, flip it for $200, and I just kept building myself up. And it got to the point where I was buying collections for thousands and flipping them for more. You know, it just kept building up to where it is now. It's been a fun ride, but it's a grind, man. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
That's insane. I try to do that on a very small scale here, and I'll find something. I'll look on eBay, be like, man, these go for good, and I can get a good amount of money, and I can get it pretty cheap right here. And then I'm waiting for weeks trying to flip this shit. You're just sitting on it. I'm like, damn, man.
I felt like I got a little bit of luck. The Instagram toy community just started. There was a couple guys that were selling. And, you know, when you sell on Instagram, you sell to, like, reputable people. There's no eBay fees, you know. You're not dealing with, like, a lot of douchebags. So I got a little lucky in that aspect. And I kind of shot up followers, like, really quickly because nobody else was really doing it. Now there's a lot of guys who do it, but the toy community on Instagram is amazing. There's so many nice guys. I've met a lot of nice people. You know, it's a really cool community.
That's awesome, man. That's so 80s and 90s. What's your favorite stuff? What's the hardest stuff to let go of when you find it?
I'm a huge Batman fan. That's like number one. I probably have every Batman figure possible loose in, you know, glass shelves. Some of the Ninja Turtle stuff is so rare. I found a lot of, you know, I don't know if you guys remember the Next Mutation series that was out like on Fox Kids in like the early 2000s. It was live action. And it was pure shit. I mean, it barely made it anywhere.
It's garbage.
Garbage.
Total garbage. My son watches it. It's on Netflix now. So and he's the one who turned me on to, did you know that there's one of those episodes crosses over with a Power Rangers Lost in Space episode? Lost in Space. Power Ranger in Space episode. That's insane.
Yeah. A lot of the figures, they didn't really sell well, so they didn't make that many. So if you find them, they're worth a lot of money. But it's just the fact of you have to find someone who wants them. So there's like a really rare, I paid $20 for it. It's probably my best find. It's called the Leo's Camo Blitz Cycle, and I sold it for $1,000 on eBay.
Oh, wow. Crap.
Yeah, someone bought it. I couldn't believe it. They're pulling my chain, but that's how much it went for, man, from that series. There's some really rare toys out there.
That's insane. Now, Batman's my jam.
Batman's my jam. Who's your favorite Batman, though?
Who's my favorite Batman?
Yeah, like live-action, movie-wise.
Okay, well, see, those are two different questions. Because if you go movie-wise, I can still use the answer Kevin Conroy. Because okay, technically, he starred in Mask of the Phantasm, which did have theatrical debut.
Okay, you're right. I'll agree with you on that.
Right, so. If you want to go live action, though, it's a close tie between Keaton and Batfleck.
I'm a huge Keaton fanatic. I can't. I love Ben Affleck in the new movie, but I love Keaton so much more. I love him.
He's good. I love Keaton. If you ask me my favorite Batmobile, it's that Antoine Furst Batmobile from the first two Batman movies. That's definitely my favorite Batmobile.
Amazing. Those toys were amazing, too, from the Toy Biz collection. Like, oh, my God, and that gold box they came in. I love that Batmobile.
Dude, it's so clean. That whole marketing is just clean. Just the solid gold with the blocked out letters. Like the now, like so many fonts knock that off, man. I freaking love it.
Yep. You can even get the Joker van, the purple Joker van, the match. Oh, those are good days.
Dude, I love how those look. And pretty much anytime I see that old Batmobile in the wild, I'll have to pull it, whether it's at a show. I mean, at Walmart today, they had a whole bin of Batman Hot Wheels, and they have like six different variations right now. I bought two of the Keaton Batmobiles. I freaking love that Batmobile.
They have the Batman Forever one and stuff, right? They have pretty much all of them for the Hot Wheels.
No, they're not like the prestigious Hot Wheels. It's like the regular 94-cent Hot Wheels. They had the Keaton, they have the 66, they had the Tumbler, the Bat, and then what were the other two they had there? The Arkham one.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty cool idea.
And then one other one. I can't recall what the sixth one was, but I grabbed the 66 and the Keaton Batman, two of each, just because I freaking love those Batmobiles.
66 Batmobile is iconic. I mean, that's the only two-seater Batmobile, technically, in a sense, made for two people.
That's a good point. I never even considered that.
I think what? He put Nicole Kidman in the first one, right? Because he took her back to the Batcave. Right.
Yeah, but I mean that thing's definitely not built that way.
No, that's a one seater, definitely.
The animated series Batmobile, real quick, the toy. I'm trying to remember back. The back of that came out, right? And it became like a miniature Batwing, right? It would pop out.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly right.
I need to find myself one of those, man.
Those animated toys from like 94 are just off the wall amazing.
They're
like
the best.
Clayface, oh my God, Man Bat, like all of them are just so well done. Every single one of them is perfect.
Yeah, those toys were built to last too, man. I love those Batman animated series. And like I try to pick
Except
up a lot of those in the wild.
The Batmobile, the little lid, mine broke off within like, I don't know, like a month. But then again, second grade when I got that, so.
No way. The saddest thing about that was in the show, it slid down, but then the toy flipped
it
up.
It flipped up, yeah.
Most disappointing thing in the world.
He was all pissed off.
Did you guys see the DC collectible ones that just came out recently, the ones they redid?
Yes.
They're super expensive.
Very well done, though, man. Like, yeah. They knocked it out of the park, like, to the T. Like, the accessories they have for each figure, I mean, like, different hands and all the accessories for, like, the Joker and stuff like that. They paid so much homage to it. They did such a good job.
How many of those do you have already?
None, because I don't like new stuff. I like vintage, so I won't buy it.
Ooh. Dang. Fair argument, though.
Yeah, I guess. Fair argument. I had them, and then I sold them, so.
I love those old toys, man. But I do love a lot of that new shit, though, too.
No, I do. It's hard not to buy it, man. It's hard not to buy it. Those NECA toys, because I live in New Jersey, so NECA's like 45 minutes from me, so like you can get really good deals if you actually go to NECA, and I just like
really
I just can't, there's too much stuff that
so we have a go-to guy. All right, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you brought up you're in Jersey,
right? Jersey, born and yeah, like 45 minutes from New York City. We're like right in central.
So how often do you actually go to New York City?
Never.
Living in Jersey. Everybody I've ever talked to that lives within an hour of New York never goes to New York.
Dude, it is so annoying. It's obnoxious. The train ride, if you drive, I mean, like, it's just nonstop. We'll go to, like, a Yankee game once in a while, and that's bad enough. So it's like, you know. taking the train. Man, I can't do it. I can't.
He's like, I got enough of the city on that one game. That's it. Yeah. I don't want to go back.
It's not cheap to take the train either. It's like $50.
Yeah, it's 25 per person round trip, so it's 50 if you take someone with you. So it's $50 just to get into the city. Everything in the city is just astronomically high. Not when I was younger, we used to go to concerts and stuff. But as you get older, you realize, yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'd rather buy toys.
Why did my parents nice. Pay for this shit?
I stayed in Jersey once. My wife surprised me with tickets because it was a bucket list thing to be in New York for in Times Square for when the ball dropped.
You did that shit?
Well, we saw the ball go up and then realized why nobody does that shit. But we stayed in Jersey and we did not account for having to take the train into the city every single day. And that's the only reason I know how much that goddamn ticket cost.
What part of Jersey would you stay in?
Deb, what part of Jersey did we stay in? Newark.
Newark, okay, yeah, I'm like 30 minutes from Newark. Okay.
That's crazy. That's
like where the airport is.
Yep, yeah, we stayed pretty close to the airport. It was not a very far drive. So, yeah, man, that trip to New York is crazy. So, but you're in Jersey. Are you born and bred in Jersey?
Born and bred in Jersey, man. Yeah, I've never even been to the West Coast or anything yet. I've just been staying over here.
Really?
You're not missing much, man.
Florida a couple times, all around the East Coast, Boston. I'm a huge Boston fan. I think sooner or later I want to end up in Boston some way or another. Love that city. Right, yeah, Boston's a lot of fun.
So you find some ridiculous stuff. I mean, you scroll through that Instagram page and it's crazy stuff. And I talk with my wife about it all the time. It's hard here because we're in South Texas. It's hard in this area to find a lot of that vintage stuff that things that you post, those old animated series figures, all those turtle figures, man, all that old stuff is, for me, much harder to find here. And I have a theory about why that is, because I see you're not the only Jersey guy that I follow. A bunch of people that I follow that post that stuff are all in that East Coast area. And I think it's because we live in San Antonio, which has recently exploded. So in our area, it just isn't old enough yet. You have like a guy like you. You've never left Jersey, essentially, right? You're probably going to spend most of your life in Jersey. Probably. How many generations of people have already been in Jersey and have, you know, just generations upon generations of collections sitting there? Whereas here in San Antonio, half the people you meet aren't even from here. I'm not from here. My wife's not from here.
I'm from here.
Yeah, tell them you're from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Of the four people here, half of us aren't even from here. So that's my theory.
Four,
I think
five. Five. What are
you, I meant of the people in San Antonio.
Totally, like, yeah. Totally, like, omitted me from this conversation. You're the four. You were talking to Deborah, too?
Me.
So there's five.
Yeah, me, Deborah. Corey's not from San Antonio.
Oh, I'm in Jersey.
Have you not been paid?
Well, you said it. Never mind. Forget it.
Anyways. So I think you got some holy grails hiding in there. People got stuff in their basement. You guys have basements,
I'm going to tell you a little secret, though, at the same time. Some of the best finds I have ever gotten or found have been out of state and have been
really
online. Like, one of my best turtle lots I found in Texas, and I had the guy ship it to me.
No way. So how did you find it in Texas? eBay?
Craigslist. There's a nationwide Craigslist you can search. If you want to type in nationwide Craigslist. That's how some of my best finds. Most of them were shipped. I've had a couple great finds in Jersey. Pennsylvania is great because Pennsylvania is so old, and there's so many toys.
That's my theory.
For Pennsylvania, it definitely works. There's some crazy toys in Pennsylvania we found. Yeah, I'm pretty cool with Zombie Sailor Toys. That's Josh. He's from Jersey. He posts them. He finds the most ridiculous things in the entire world.
Wait. He's your friend?
Yeah, Zombie Sailor, yeah. We've done toy shows together and stuff. We live like 45 minutes apart from each other.
Dude, that's crazy. I follow that guy.
Yeah, Zombie Sailor. He's the shit he finds, it doesn't even touch what I have. He finds like case fresh stuff.
I know, dude. Like, he'll post stuff and he's like, yeah, check out what I found or whatever. And he just like a whole set of Beetlejuice and he goes, I got 20 sets. And I'm like, Jesus, I can't even find one open figure missing like parts. And this guy finds them in like prime condition.
He's got like a storage locker full of like shipping cases sealed of like Beetlejuice, wrestlers, all that kind of stuff. He's found some crazy stuff over the years. He's really good at it. He doesn't tell me where he gets it, though, but sooner or later, I'm going to pry it out of him.
I'm going to get it from him.
Dude, if you go on his website, he has like pristine Beetlejuice figures in the package. Like really, really good stuff if you're looking for him.
You run action figures galore. I follow action figures galore. And in one of my suggested friends, another thing popped up called Pop Culture Candles.
Yeah.
Now, I friended Pop Culture Candles, loved the product, sent them a message to say, hey, why don't you come on the show and talk about your stuff? And it turned out to be you. Yeah. Same guy.
Did you know it was me when you messaged Pop Culture Candles?
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, really?
No, because the fucking algorithm with Instagram, since they've changed it, it's fucked up. You told me it was you. And then I went back to the Action Figures Galore page, and I was like, oh, no shit, it's him, because you've posted about it like 10 times already.
Yeah,
but I just never had actually seen it like live in my feed, the candle stuff.
I feel like the golden era of Instagram has come and gone. Like, the algorithms are so different. To gain followers is so hard. It's such a tough – when I was doing action figures like 2 years ago, I would do giveaways, and just from posting like a free Ninja Turtle figure, I would gain like 500 followers. And like, it's just not like that anymore. It's so different, Instagram. They're ruining it, in my opinion. It's so
bad. I agree. And it, for like the auction stuff that like you do, and there's a few other people I do the auctions, I'll be scrolling through my feed and I'm like, oh shoot, they're doing an auction. This post was made 26 hours ago. I'm all, well, fucking useless now.
When they changed the actual time limit and they didn't make it like, you know, in chronological order, we knew at that point it was going to be fucked up for the most part when we sold figures, but it hasn't really affected how we sell, me and a couple other guys that do it, but it's definitely changed it for the worse. It's only going to get worse and worse. It's going to end up like Facebook, I think, sooner or later.
Well, I mean, Facebook did take them over, so I guess it was only inevitable, right?
I know. I feel like I'm on Facebook sometimes when I'm on it, because nothing's in order on Facebook, and then you go on Instagram, and it's the same mumbo-jumbo. And it's just...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm an Instagram whore, though.
Me too. Oh, my God. Me too. I get yelled at all the time for being on my phone too much. I try to, like, limit myself. What actually should be for the lore, like, there's always something going on. I'm always posting stuff. I like to, you know, be in tune with it. It's my baby. It's fun. It was a hobby, but it turned into something way more, obviously. It's really, really cool ride. Really fun.
So how much of your time do you think you spend on that?
I used to spend a lot more. I used to sell a lot more on Instagram. Now I'm kind of learning, like, you know, toys come and go. Like, they don't, it's never steady. It's never like I found Ninja Turtles every single month. It's like sometimes I'll find three or four collections, and then for 3 months I won't find anything. So right. Heather, my girlfriend, she started making candles on the side as like a hobby. And I was like, what can we do with this that goes towards my Instagram user base? You know, who follows me and what would they like? So that's where we came up with the idea for like candles for like, you know, Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters. And we're like, all right, well, maybe we have something here. So it's a brand new thing for us. We've been doing it less than a month. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been
really. I didn't realize it'd been that quick.
Yeah. We've sold a decent amount of candles. We've had a couple guys that I'm really close with on Instagram that have bought and supported the, you know, the whole idea of it and stuff. But we have a bunch of new scents coming out, and we have a ton of stuff in the works. Like, we're really going hard on it. So I'm looking forward to the future to see what happens.
So your girlfriend just she made candles as a hobby.
As a hobby, yeah. Like, I got her a candle making kit, I think, a year ago for Christmas, because she said she wanted candles. So she would make, like, you know, cucumber, melon smelling ones, like those, you know, regular candles.
Right.
So I was like, what happens if we make a Ninja Turtle one and make it smell like pizza? Even though nobody probably wants that, it's a cool, like, novelty gift, you know? So that's what we did. I mean, I don't know if it smells that good, but it's our best seller, so people like it.
I could tell you, man, the novelty definitely works, because that's almost the candle that I bought.
Yeah, it's...
And my wife said I can't get that one.
Yeah, but the campfire one smells good, though, doesn't it?
It does. So I ended up getting... I didn't want to mess up the name, so I have it right next to me. The Midnight Society Campfire Scented Candle. Which I love, man. And I'm a huge Are You Afraid of the Dark fan. So as soon as I saw that, I mean, that was like, I saw the turtle one, and I was like, man, it's kind of hard. And that's my favorite. Secret of the Ooze is my favorite turtle movie.
Me too. Oh, my God. So, opening scene with Ernie. Oh, you know.
It's so good, man.
So.
That whole, the Donatello as the, what the fuck's that thing called, where he waves back and forth. Is the stint? No.
Oh, yeah, the clown, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, squeegee on the dude's face. Combat cold cuts, one of my favorite lines of all time.
They, a little trivia for the Ninja Turtle movie. They made the first one, and they used all their weapons. and a lot of parents complained that it was too violent. So in the second movie, they never use any of their weapons. That's why they're using like salamis and like squeegees and stuff like that. If you actually rewatch the second movie.
Oh, that's right. Cause Michelangelo uses a yo-yo cause he's like walking the dog and he spins it around. Yeah. That's, I remember that.
What? Wait, no, there's that one scene. Doesn't Donnie uses his stick?
Maybe he uses his stick. Oh, when the foot soldier, when they're getting the ooze.
They do like the batter up and he hits, Taka Raza, the snapping turtle, and it like he vibrates out of the frame.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you're right. I didn't think about that. All right, but mostly like none of the other turtles. You don't see any like the size from Raphael or the swords from Leo. Those are never used in the second one.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? You're totally right, man. I'm trying to think, and I always thought that Raph used his, but I can't think of a time that he did.
They probably just like Leo have them in their hands and do stuff, but they probably never actually used them against someone.
They never hit anybody or anything.
That's crazy.
That's what it is. They never hit anybody with it. Because Leo does the swords in the ceiling thing.
Yeah, and he holds on to them and stuff.
And jumps him. But yeah. Wow, that was a fun fact.
A little different. I'm a huge turtle fan.
I have to go watch.
Throwing it out there.
Insane, dude. That's definitely my favorite movie of the entire franchise. That being said, I almost bought that candle because it had ooze on it, and I can't say no to an ooze canister a lot of the time.
Professor Perry's ooze canister, so I feel like you have to be a true geek to know who the hell Professor Perry is, too.
It's very specific to Secret of the Ooze, so I was pretty hooked, and my wife is not having a pizza-scented candle.
Well, next time you buy one, I'll throw in one for you on the side, and your wife won't even know. And
there we go.
Get it? I'll keep that one on the side. Here's a slap on the side, brother. I got you.
So currently, you have the Ninja Turtle, the Midnight Society. Are you afraid of the dark?
Ghostbusters one called Stay Fluff. It smells like marshmallow, which smells actually really good.
And I want to snag that Harley Quinn one from you.
Yeah, the Harley Quinn one is my favorite one. Perfume scented. It smells so good. It smells like a Victoria's Secrets model is what it really smells like. I don't know what they actually smell like.
So what's the website that I order from real quick?
It's Etsy. You can go ahead.
That's going to be the title of the episode now too. We smell like Victoria's Secret models.
That's a fragrance oil that we actually use. It's called Victoria's Secrets like Heavenly Angels or something. That's where I got
really?
Yeah.
So I actually want to ask you about the scandal. So now we have a little bit more background. Huge Batman, especially Batman Animated Series fan.
Obviously.
Why start with Harley Quinn, aside from the fact that she's super popular right now? It made perfect sense. But you went Harley Quinn. On the horizon, you have a Joker scent. How do Harley Quinn and Joker scents beat out any hero scents?
Well, we came up with the idea for Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, and Are You Afraid of the Dark? I was really hyped on Are You Afraid of the Dark. That was like my favorite. And when I thought of like the Midnight Society as the candle name, like I almost fell over because I thought that was just so perfect. Because that's like my favorite show in the 90s. We were like, we have no argument. Yeah, we were like, we have no sense that cater towards females. So I'm like, what's popular with females right now? It's like, okay, Harley Quinn's like really popular. Everyone's dressing up as her for cosplay and stuff. I'm like, all right, let's have one for the ladies too at the same time. So that's where that came from. And then I'm a huge Joker fan, so I'm like, let's put them together. We'll get a Joker one out next. So,
a good friend of mine named Homer is also a huge Joker fan.
Oh. Hey, what's up, bruh?
So for my, when we got married, Deborah and I, for our boutonnieres, I made boutonnieres out of comic book strips and with a button on it. And everybody had a hero except for Homer. He had a specific Joker one.
That's right. You have to do it that way, though, Homer. That's it.
The only way to do it.
I had a Batman one because obviously. But yeah, Homer had Joker. That's how big a fan he was. I let him break the mold, and he was the only person who had a villain.
That's I know. It was random. I was randomly Flash. I was like, oh, why am I Flash?
Flash is awesome.
You know, I actually found that I found the action figure actually that you gave me with a boutonniere. I have him in my office, actually.
See? I can get nerdy, too.
I see. Them.
So we currently have four candles available to buy right now. You'll ship them out. But you also have how many candles on pre-order right now?
We have 7 candles on pre-order right now, and they're going to be shipped out Monday. Yeah. So we're going to have 11 total And then that's going to take us for the next couple months. And then we have some really cool ideas for the holidays that I'm really, really excited about. So I like, it's really hard not to talk about the holidays because I feel like that's going to be our best time. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens.
Okay, so the one, so that's funny that you'll have 11 candles available, because what will be the 11th candle that debuts?
The Stranger Thing. I didn't even notice that. That was really good.
I thought I was just doing a bad segue, but that so just worked out.
Yeah, we're doing the Upside Down. It has a waffle label, and it's going to be maple scented. Because I love that show. Did you guys watch it?
No, I've never heard of it.
That's such a little bit of sarcasm.
He's all,
of course, man. Dude, we've some negativity extensively over that show, except for sad fact, Philip actually hasn't watched the show yet.
Oh, Philip.
Which one? Sorry,
Stranger Things. See? You yeah. see?
I love it. Sorry, it hurt his heart, dude. Like, Corey was like, oh, Philip.
I haven't watched it yet.
So good.
I'm hard, man.
Against my high recommendations, he still has not watched it yet.
That should be there should be nothing else you should put in front of that show. You should just binge watch it this weekend.
Every time I get on Netflix, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna watch Stranger Things, and then I see like a stand-up comedy from Bill Burr, and I'm like, oh,
that's terrible.
Let's watch this. That's terrible. Yeah, I know.
I don't want to hear it. When I called you today, you were watching SVU. There's no way that SVU should be taken over Stranger Things.
It was a new episode.
When you finally do watch it, and you're going to be like, oh my god, everyone was right. What was I thinking? It's going to be one of those aha moments. You're going to be so pissed off you didn't watch it sooner.
Well, so what? That's how I felt with the OA. I was watching it, and I was just like, what the hell is going on? Halfway through it.
I still can't believe you watched the OA before you watched Stranger Things. I even sold you the OA saying it's similar to Stranger Things.
I'm getting there. I've got a list of things.
I can't do
this. I'm getting through it.
That's too funny.
Before the end of the year, I'll watch it, all right?
It's February.
Yeah, I know. We still have 10 months.
10 months. All
right. 10 months. Oh, my God.
Gold. He's going to be like on season – he's going to be on episode 7, and then he's like, okay, right after this, I know season 2's been out for 2 weeks, but give me a little time. I'll be on it. Like,
my 50th, what is the
hey, guys, I started season 2.
Oh, my God. You're the worst. The worst. The scent for the Stranger Things scandal is going to be what?
Maple syrup scented. It's going to smell delicious. We're trying to
another
like
another one that my wife is not sold on.
No?
She was like, what do we need a maple syrup smelling candle for?
It's like you're waking up in Maine in a log cabin.
For
like,
real, that's dude, what like, I said.
I love that scent. Like, if somebody could make a scent of like that fireplace kind of like, you know.
Like a fireplace? Yeah. Something that smells like wood
but
burning.
But not like, yeah, but something not that, like.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, what? What is that? Do you have a candle like that?
Something that smells like the dead of midnight, almost as if you were in society.
Like I'm camping. Like I'm camping or something.
I'm a pretender.
Of all the ones I've seen, I'm definitely most excited for that Stranger Things one, man. I'm definitely going to pick that up. I love that show. I love the artwork. Although is on a circle and can be turned anyway, it's deliberately designed upside down and marketed that way. That one is the.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. That was like a last minute addition too. Like we weren't even going to do that one, and I was like, "No, wait, Stranger Things, let's do it." And that was like a last minute one. That's why we're doing an even number 6. That's why we have 7, because the Stranger Things was like kind of last minute. Let's just.
It really was the last one? So it really was the 11th candle?
It was the 11th candle. It was. It's really so like that. I know.
That's too funny, man. Who does all the artwork for the top of these lids?
We hired an illustrator out of Brooklyn, this girl named Stacy. Super talented. She's super nice, and she like really, really, really happy I found her. We make all the candles here in this apartment, and then she designs all the labels. And then we have a printer in Florida that prints the labels and ships them up to us. It's a whole process. We're learning it step by step.
Man, that's like a whole operation. That's awesome, man.
For real.
a lot of fun, man. It's fun to like watch, because I watch my business grow at action figures, so it's kind of fun to watch an actual legitimate business grow where you're actually making something and not buying something and reselling it. You know, you're actually creating something for someone to buy. It's a really fun idea. It's a fun process. I'm hoping that it gets a little bit more popular.
There's nothing quite like making something and then selling that something.
Yeah, to put your time and effort into it and, you know, create something in your mind and have someone else feel like, oh, wow, I would love that. Let me buy that and spend my hard-earned money on that. I mean, it's an amazing feeling.
Absolutely. I have a small clothing line as well. And when you post something and someone really digs it, or you see that online sale, or you're at a show and someone picks it up, man, it's just something so refreshing about that.
It is. It is. It's just such an awesome feeling. It's a really fun experience to go through all of it. I'm blessed. So, I feel like, you know, it's a fun idea.
That's cool, man. So let's run down the rest of the list here. I pulled them up because I don't want to mess up the names. You got Pac-Man's Punch.
Oof, that's going to be yellow colored and it's going to smell like fruit punch.
Sweet.
Ooh. Oh, that's crazy.
We got Who Loves Orange Soda?
Keenan and Kel.
Nice. It's cola scented.
It's orange scented and it's orange.
Just kidding. I can totally read.
I was really on that one, but I figured I don't give a shit. We're going to do it anyway and see what happens. Nobody else has that. There's no Keenan and Kel candle out there anywhere on the planet. So
I'm pretty sure that's a true statement. I don't think there are Keenan and Kel candles laying around. Fun fact, did you see that Kel and his wife announced that they were pregnant through a Good Burger photo shoot?
No, did they really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's his wife. She's pregnant. Got the Good Burger hats on. It's pretty hilarious. Next up we got, oh my god, damn Zoom feature. Just Peachy.
Princess Peach Mario. It's going to be pink colored and it's going to smell like delicious peaches.
Love it. I'm a huge peach fan. Not real peaches. Those things are gross. They have hair on them. Any artificial peach flavor, 100% a fan of. Big Peach, where you at? We got Dino DNA. I want to hang on this one for a minute here.
Okay.
So Dino DNA. Can you please tell us what Dino DNA is going to smell like?
It's going to smell sound like. It's going to smell like aftershave. Now, can anyone tell me why it's going to smell like aftershave?
The scene. It's the thing with Newman, isn't it?
Yes, Nedry. His name is
Nedry.
Oh,
my God.
I've been looking at this since you posted it. And I'm like, why aftershave? And then you asked now right now, and I was like.
Is gone right now.
That's it.
Because the Dino DNA is in. I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm out of here. That was like the most epic one right there. Okay.
That one is funny.
I had a really hard time figuring out the right way to market that candle. At first, we were going to call it Nedry's Dino DNA, and we were going to make it look like a Barbasol can. And then I was like, no, it has to look like Jurassic Park. And we're like, all right, let's omit Nedry and just call it Dino DNA and make it look like Jurassic Park logo, but we'll still make it smell like aftershave. And only true geeks will know why it smells like aftershave. And that's what I want. I want to, you know, that's you got to know the movie, you know?
Now that's definitely that's a thinking man's game right there. And I love that kind of game.
It smells delicious too. It smells so good. Like a sexy man out of the shower. Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to smell like too.
Right? Smell like that.
So it smells like my natural scent. Got it. All right, next, not the mama.
Oh, you guys got to know.
That's dinosaurs.
Yeah,
baby Sinclair.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys knew what that was.
The label for that is probably my favorite label from the new scent.
Really? Over the Stranger Things label?
Yeah, because I love Baby Sinclair. He's probably like my favorite character from the movies.
I used to have the board game, dude.
I still have my doll, the one I got it on Christmas morning. I'll never get rid of it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Of the baby?
Yeah, the Baby Sinclair doll that talks with the string.
Yeah.
God. Does it have a frying pan in its hand?
No. Oh, my God.
He's
not so iconic. No. I love that show so much. Yeah. I watched it Friday night on ABC.
That show is awesome.
And then the final one, the Why So Serious?
Yeah, the Joker one was really tough. I feel like Joker had a lot of iconic sayings throughout all the movies. we were going to do Go Out with a Smile because that's like my favorite from the original Keaton movie, but I felt like Why So Serious is just like so iconic in today's day age. Like, I feel like it takes over any other Joker saying over the last like 20 years. Because there's a lot of Hamill ones too, but Why So Serious is just so, you know, Heath Ledger made that so popular. So why not just do it that?
I can't disagree with that at all, man. I definitely think that's probably one of his, that character's most iconic sayings. And I almost think, man, with doing a Joker candle, you could probably even do several different versions.
You could have a Joker season one candle.
And then next season, still have a Joker season two candle.
There's a lot of cool ideas we could do for the Joker. We made it smell like lilac because that's the first flower he wears in the first Keaton movie. So that's what we were trying to figure out. It's hard sometimes to put sense to these things because there's not really like a guide to say, hey, like the Joker candle should smell like this or the Jurassic Park candle has to smell like this. Mm-hmm. Like if it wasn't for the shaving cream scene in Jurassic Park, what the hell would a Jurassic Park candle smell like? Like dino shit? Like we were like really thinking about it. Like, what would it smell like?
That was my suggestion, dumb.
Because I mean, that's like the only like most popular scene where they're like there's scent involved. So it's like it's hard sometimes to really put like a scent to something.
I can see that, man, or at least a pleasant scent. Talking about your candles the other day, and it was ironically enough the day before you actually posted the Joker one, and we had a suggestion, and it would be the laughing fish scent, and it would smell like tuna.
I like it for the novelty fact. I love it.
That was a much nicer thing than what Homer said when I told him that suggestion.
What did Homer say? Oh, God, I don't want to know.
I'm pretty sure he just left and just didn't text me for the rest of the day.
I did. Once because I had thought of, like, you know, laughing gas. I was like, you know what, that would be kind of cool, you know, and you could put your going out with a smile, you know what I mean, as the saying or, you know.
But laughing for some reason, I'm telling you.
I thought that was awesome. And I was like, dude, he should do that. And sure enough, yeah. The next day I saw it and I was like, no freaking way. And then Aaron sent me like a picture of it on Instagram. And I was like, I just saw that right now.
I'm glad you guys got excited over it. I mean, like, it's really fun to make these and like come up with these labels. That's the best part is figuring out what candle you want to make and, you know, what do you want to call it and stuff like that. Sometimes it's a little difficult because you want to make it fun, but. Like the Joker one was just fun the entire time to make.
Yeah.
The process.
So does your girlfriend still make candles for herself?
No.
Or have you just totally pimped her out and you just make her do only
geeky candles.
These things now?
Geeky candles, that's it. That's all we do now. That's it. Sometimes we'll play around with some of the scents and make some candles for us to enjoy and stuff, but usually I've been lighting the campfire one since we made it. I've probably gone through two or three of them on my own, but
oh, nice.
I love them. That's my favorite candle that we've done so far, so.
Now, is she a fan of the geeky candles?
No, she was against it in the beginning. I had to kind of push her a little bit because I kept telling her, I have, you know, a lot of followers on Instagram. Like, you know, they're geeks. They love toys just like I do. I'm a geek. I was like, let's do it towards them. And, the reception for my action figures page has been okay. It wasn't like what I expected. I figured more people would be into it. But I guess you have to be in the candles. And a lot of guys aren't into candles. So. I was always
candles are one of those things, especially that I feel like they're going to be like the next socks. Like socks kind of just went through like this whole huge explosion where everybody made fucking socks all of a sudden. And, you know, it used to be so nerdy to have socks above your ankles, you know, and then for the past 2 years, that's been like the coolest thing you can possibly have. And I feel like kind of candles are on that cusp right now. I've seen quite a few brands kind of getting into it. Like, especially some like horror themed people like Electric Zombie just did one. And then I saw Cavity Colors have done a couple. And then I just see more and more people getting into that. And I think you guys have a really strong foothold here, especially in this corner of the market, the geeky, the nerd aspect of it. I really think that you guys can kind of corner this market. And I think the candles are really going to start to become more popular as the stress comes over the U.S., people are going to want these candles to relax themselves. Or something. I don't know, man. But I mean, the novelty factor, too, is huge.
Yeah, we figured, you know, we'll give it a whole year. We'll go through the holidays because we started right in end of January when no one's spending any money or no one's really buying much of anything. Yeah. after the holidays. So we figured let's get through like the fall when candles are at the highest peak. You know, everyone lights candles in the fall. And I got some really cool ones for Halloween. We're going to do like a Beetlejuice one, and we're going to do like an Adam's one. We're going to do like some old school ones.
Do I pre-order now? Let me know.
I want to do the Beetlejuice one now because that's like one of my favorite Keaton movies, but I'm going to wait for the right time.
Yeah, that's good.
You can definitely send us that link as soon as that pre-order goes live. We're huge Halloween fans. Not so much Philip, but Homer and I and my wife. Like, we're big. We celebrate Halloween hard.
Yeah, I'm a huge horror movie buff. That's like my favorite genre is horror. It doesn't get any better than a horror movie.
So I got to ask real quick before we like continue going on, because I feel like the motion just keeps going. Okay, I don't know if you're a big gamer. I know you're touching on gaming candles. Resident Evil just came out recently.
That's amazing. Have you played it?
Yes. Only for like 2 hours before I have to put it down and then do something else. I'm like, all right, you know what? That was great. Put it away.
Scary as shit.
Well, they released a candle for the VR experience. I don't know if you knew this.
What does it smell like?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think they just sell it off their site. But a lot of people are saying, like, who did buy it, they're like, it smells gross. But it does add to the experience because you're inside the house.
Yeah, and the house probably smells like shit because it's disgusting.
Yeah, because there's corpses everywhere and just rotting flesh. And I'm like, you know what? That is awesome. Like, I want to know, like, would you do something like that during, like, a Halloween thing? Because I feel like if somebody was having, like, a haunted house or something, you know, it's like, well, I don't want to leave rotted flesh around just hanging out to give the ambiance more. You know, it's like, you know what? Hey, I could make a fragrance that smells like rotten flesh and put it into a candle. Like, I think that would be cool. People coming in your house like, that smell sucks. Like, that's gross. Actually, oh, it's really great for Halloween. Yeah,
I might jack you on that idea actually right now. That's actually really smart for Halloween.
That could really work. You could have what, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it could smell like motor oil or something.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really, really good one.
See, he's writing them down right now, dude.
I'm writing them down mentally.
He's all, yeah.
When you guys see like the motor oil Texas Chainsaw Massacre candle, like, don't get mad.
That's fine. I just look for my comp in the mail. That's all.
Hey, it's November 1st. I haven't gotten my candle yet. Just hope I'm getting it soon.
It's tough with these things, too, because you don't want to copyright, right? So everything that we've done so far, we've kind of played it off where we're not using the words like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or Ghostbusters. Like, for Ghostbusters, we called it Stay Fluff, and he's called Stay Puff. So it's like, you know, it's a play on words where we're not going to get that. Yeah, like, that's what we've been trying to do.
Yeah, you just try to nod to it without, you know, touching over too many toes and stuff. That's cool. I like
it. I mean, I agree. I like that you guys do that. I like having to think a little bit when I see a product. Like, it sparks a conversation. I mean, in today's world, you go to a con. I mean, look at all those artists and merchandise. That shit's straight ripped off.
Oh my god, yeah. All the toy shows that I've done over the years and stuff like that, it's just straight ripoffs. It's just prints and stuff like that. Even at Comic-Con, even in New York, like the big ones. I don't know if you guys have ever been to like Comic-Cons in California or anything, but the one in New York here is huge. And they have people come in and just, you know, from Marvel and stuff like that. And they find people and kick people out and stuff because it gets so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Marvel. I've always heard rumors, but I've never heard that they
thought it was a man. With it.
Pretty much.
Marvel's really serious about it now because I feel like their brand is so high that they want to capitalize on everything possible. But they're really bad. Marvel will come down on you hard. We're going to stay away from Marvel candles for a while.
Yeah, thanks, Disney.
Inside of Iron Man suit. No. Don't touch that.
Tony's stench.
It would probably be a Spider-Man. And
cologne.
It smells like Axe body spray and sweat.
Oh my god!
So you've already teased it. You got Beetlejuice coming. You got Adam's Family coming.
We have a really good Christmas candle coming too. I don't know if I should say it or not.
So far away. I mean, that's your call, man. I'm going pressure for it. Just
give me a hint. Just give me a hint. I want to hint it.
Well, it's gonna smell like Christmas tree. Obviously, it's gonna smell like the Christmas tree. It's gonna smell really nice. I'll give you the title.
Like a burning Christmas tree.
I don't know. We're gonna call it Kevin's Christmas tree.
Hey, that's it.
Like that's. I'm super excited about making the
label. It's gonna smell like a New York hotel or something.
It's gonna smell like Donald Trump.
Damn it! I was just gonna say that. Perfect.
That's great.
You could get real dirty and make it smell like toothpaste.
Oh my god! Ooh. Right. There's so many iconic things in that movie that have smells too. You can make it smell like a lot of things.
Yeah, man. I'm hearing is you're gonna have different versions each year. That's all I'm hearing from that.
Make it like a tradition. I want to put broken jingle balls on the bottom of the label when fucking Harry.
That's my favorite. I love it that 2 seconds later he's like, "I'm in," and I'm like, "You're dead." Bro. Like I would have been done. I would have walked back outside and said, "Aaron, I'm going home. I'm going home, Aaron."
If you watch that scene, he slams his feet so hard, like nobody in a million years would go through the window and like slam their feet that hard on the floor. Like you would gently put your feet in, he like jams his feet on the ground. It's hilarious. Yeah, that's what like, I love so much.
Oh man, that
he does it rowdy.
I'm pretty sure they should have been dead.
Yeah, my god. Yeah, the flying dumbbell, whatever that was, the bar, that should have been it for them.
The dumbbell? The cans of paint?
Cans of paint, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Well, they said on, what was it, Mythbusters, that if one of those cans of paint hit you in the head, it would have put you in the hospital.
It's fucked up.
Didn't Joe Pesci get electrocuted? Thanks, the other one got electrocuted. Harry got electrocuted, right?
Harry got electrocuted, yeah. And then Joe Pesci's character got his head set on fire.
And his hand branded, right?
Dang, yeah, yeah.
All kinds of fire. Oh, no, he burned his hand on the doorknob.
Yep.
He got the M for McAllister on his
hand. Bada bing, bada boom. That's cool, man. That sounds like you guys have some really sweet stuff in the works. Do you plan on
make a firecracker one?
Oh,
and call it Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, or something like that.
That's really smart. You guys are giving me too good of ideas. I'm going to have to start writing checks for everyone.
I'm just saying, man. All I need is a cop. That's it. You can write me a check, bro. I'm cool just to hang out and kick the shit, man. But, you know, if one just happens to do pretty well, just feel free to send a cop in the mail. That's all I'm saying. That's
why it's fun to do this because if you think about pop culture, I mean, there's just so much. We're going to do like because we're going to do craft shows and stuff in Jersey. So we're going to do like an I Love Lucy candle to cater to like the middle-aged women. We're going to like kind of brand it pretty much everything. Like every year, is, you know, every era, we're going to do like a Happy Days candle. We're going to try to take it pretty far.
Nice. That's there's just so much you can do with that.
It really like, is if you think about it.
And with I Love Lucy, it's gonna smell like chocolate, I assume.
Obviously. Why wouldn't it smell like anything else, right?
That's you guys got something here. So you're gonna take the show on the road, you're gonna do some craft shows with it and stuff too.
I know a couple guys that sell at Comic-Con in New York. So, you know, I don't know about this year because it's very expensive. But I hope that we make enough this year where we could sustain and do it next year. I would love to do a Comic-Con because I don't think anybody else has this stuff at Comic-Con. And I've talked to people who sell at Comic-Con, and they're like, there's no candles there. So you get – and people at Comic-Con just want to throw money at you. Like it's insane how much money they spend. They save all year just to go to Comic-Con. So I feel like if we bought these candles, if we have like 20 or 30 cents by that time, I feel like it would be a home run. I mean, I know it's like, you know, optimism, but I feel like there's nothing else out there like it. So –
Do you have a con in Jersey? Because we have a con here in San Antonio. That has gotten pretty big, called Alamo City. I mean, and I think Homer, how long has it been? 4 years? This will be their fourth year this year.
Yeah, this year is.
They doubled and tripled in attendance, and it's been huge. They've run it out like half the whole convention center, and it's been insane. And I mean, and that's just here. Do you guys have a con in Jersey, or is it just too close to New York?
We do. We have a couple toy cons in Jersey. I usually sell toys at them, so I think this year I'm going to go back with the candles and try something a little different. You know, because no one else is doing it, so why not give it a shot? We're going to grind hard on this one. We're going to really push it to the limits and see if we could take it off somewhere.
I'm actually trying to look around my room and trying to figure out what scents I could think of. Like, it's not even funny.
Hey man, from one vendor to another, if your girlfriend is making the candles, is she going to be there selling them with you?
Yeah. She said she'll come to the – she won't go to Toy Cons with me if I'm just selling action figures, but she said if we do candles, she'll come with me. And I'm like, yes, because those shows get so boring after a while.
I will tell you right now, from one vendor to another, people buy from women 10 times more than they buy from men.
You just put her in a Harley Quinn t-shirt or something like that, and that's all you need.
I brought my wife to shows, and she'll be like, hey, are you going to help this guy? I'm all, what guy? She's like, I was talking to these three guys over here. They're trying to get these shirts. I'm like, what the fuck? Nobody talked to me.
I love it. Aaron was like,
table.
Yeah, Aaron's like, I'm standing in front of the damn table, and they still went avoiding me.
Come on, I got the t-shirt that's on the table on me, and I got the card reader in my hand. I'm ready to go. And she'll have all lined up, all organized. She'll be making friends with everyone. She'll come back. She's like, oh, I got this business card. They want to set this up. They want to, what the fuck?
She's like, I had a shirt, but I was just walking to the restroom and people were just buy it off.
Yeah, dude. Just a pro tip, man. It's definitely worth it.
I know.
Connor, if you need to. Well, that's cool, man. I'm excited to see what else you guys put out here in the future. This whole concept is really neat. I mean, that's why I had reached out in the beginning. I mean, I love what you do with the Action Figure Galores, but I really think that these candles are something so unique. And like you said, man, I haven't seen anybody else doing it. It's a great product, yeah. Man. Keep it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate all the support, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
You know, it's something different. We're gonna switch it up a little bit and try to push it hard. There was I was a little disappointed. We were looking up candles at competition the other night, and there's like 30 other Stranger Thing candles already out there, and none of them smell like maple syrup though, so I'm not like too upset about it. But there's a lot of Stranger Thing candles, and I'm like, I hate being
weird. Yeah, but Stranger Things is just so hot right now, man. There could be 30 different ones, especially with season 2 like so close to being on the horizon. If you get that out now, and if it lasts through October, and then you just, you know, renew that. That's when you relist that Etsy item and get it fresh in the feed. And man, it's going to – people are going to eat that up.
So hopefully you sell it off
literally.
You sell it off of Etsy, or do you sell it, like, off your Instagram?
I have – on Action Figures Galore, I have a website for Pop Culture Candles because I know a lot of people don't have Etsy accounts. So we were trying to cater to pretty much everyone. So I have a website with the candles listed. And then Pop Culture Candles Instagram, we have the Etsy. Because our main focus is Etsy. You can leave feedback. You can see, you know, all the people who bought, how many sales and stuff like that. With a website, you can't. And a lot of people think – I've had people, you know, DM me saying, is this legitimate or is it like a gag gift? Like, you know, like the marshmallow candle. And I'm like, no, it smells like marshmallows. Like,
am I going to open it up and 10 marshmallows pop out?
Like, yeah, I'm like, no, it's really like a marshmallow candle. Like, it smells like marshmallow. It's made after Ghostbusters. So, like, there's a little bit of, like, people wonder and they don't really take it serious. So when you go on Etsy and you see, you know, hundreds of sales and good feedback and stuff, people know it's legitimate. So that's the main focus of Etsy. And plus, it's homemade. Yeah. We hand for each one in Jersey. So, you know, Etsy's made for homemade items. So that's our main
focus. Yeah.
I mean, Etsy is basically a mall on the internet anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, people sometimes end up in your store with that, you know, just by jumping from one thing to another too. So, I mean, I think Etsy is definitely the spot to be for anybody trying to be in the handmade market at all.
It's pretty cool. They have like a sponsored dealership thing. Like, you pay like $1 a day and they'll put some of your stuff like on the top of the list. So if you type in like, are you afraid of the dark? Our candle's the first thing that pops up, which is cool. If anyone's looking for like, are you afraid of the dark stuff? Which I know it's not a lot of people, but the people who do see it, you know, it can't hurt to have it up top. So I guess he's pretty cool like that.
It's a good deal, man. I'm excited to see what you guys continue to do.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well. I don't know. You never know what the future is going to bring. Hopefully it's good, you know?
Yeah. See, good luck. It's a good year coming for you. So keep pushing.
Yeah, man. Sure.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. Are you guys ready to wrap it up for tonight?
Yep.
Yep. Corey out. Pop Culture Candles on Instagram, Etsy, Pop Culture Candle Shop, and of course, at Action Figures Galore on Instagram as well. That's the main homepage.
Sounds good, man. And I'm Homer. Y'all have a good night, guys.
I'm Philip. As always, have a good one.
Corey, thanks again for joining us. I'm Aaron. Y'all have a good night.
Woo!
As my plastic surgeon always said, if you gotta go, go with a smile.